This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Mark Holloway from Sandhurst down in Reading. I'm on my week three plumbing course.
So, Mark, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was health and fitness manager down in Wokingham.
What are you doing at the moment then?
I'm actually doing a bit of plumbing, working for someone, doing some plumbing. So I've been doing it for about 3-4 months.
In this plumbing job, what sort of jobs are you doing then?
All of them, really. The person I work for is not just a plumber. He's an electrician, he does plastering, all building work. So a bit of everything.
For the people that are listening and want to arrange some experience, can you tell us a bit about how you went about getting that?
It's actually my girlfriend's dad that I work for. So, to get the experience is very hard to do before I obviously met her.
Is the experience you're getting, is it paid or is it work experience?
It's paid. I'm actually working for him full time.
So, have you found that work that you've been doing then, have you found that has helped you with the understanding of the course, the theory and the practical?
Yes, it has. More so on the practical side than the theory side. There's a lot of stuff in the books that I don't really learn so much on site. But definitely the practical side has helped you get a lot more experience and makes you quicker at doing everything.
The experience you've been getting then with your girlfriend's dad, was that before the course or was that since you started?
That's since I started the course. So I started the course about 3 years ago, so I was just slow with it.
So, Mark, you mentioned that you work with your girlfriend's dad and you do the plumbing and all that experience. What does he think of the course that you're doing then?
He thinks all the practical side that I'm doing is very helpful. And I mean, when I go back to work with him after, he seems to think I picked up quite a lot of new skills. But learning out of the book, he's not completely sure. But I think for myself, I think having an understanding of what you're doing before you get there, to me, that was helpful.
So let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good, practical. It's everything I expected it to be anyway. I'm learning stuff that I haven't actually learned on site. So,
what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
This week we're doing low carbon steel work at the moment.
So let's talk about your plans once you finish the course. Once you've got your qualification, once you've finished everything, what do you want to do?
Well, to start with, I'm going to continue obviously working with my girlfriend's dad. But then I want to go on and continue my qualifications. I want to finish, get my gas, and then eventually do electrician's course. And eventually, in the long term, go self-employed and have my own business.
Definitely. So, Mark, for the people that are listening and want to think about retraining or thinking about taking up plumbing or a trade, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
It's good to have a background in trade work, firstly, because sometimes going straight into plumbing and that before, I think you'd probably struggle quite a bit. You need to know how hard work it is, because it doesn't sound that hard work when people talk to you, but it actually is. So if you're not up for hard work, don't do it.
That's great, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.